T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So it sucks, but Tua Tagovailoa is out for the season. He went down with a hip injury. Of course, Nick Saban is getting some heat because they were up 35-7 when it happened.
Can I just say that that's this side of Stephen A. Smith being the dumbest take I've heard.
So was it early in the second half?
No, it was the last drive
of the first half. Yeah, and he wanted him in the 2-minute drill, he said.
Yes, he said they were warming up Mac. What is the, it's not Mac Wilson. What is the... God, I forget what his last name is.
His name's Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
If you're wondering who the Alabama new quarterback is, his name is Mac Jones. And before you assume that Alabama sucks or he sucks, just remember that it's Alabama and they have greatness at the two deep at all levels.
I will tell you, though.
Including quarterback.
He doesn't look that good when he plays.
I didn't watch him.
I think they scored 3 points in the second half, by
the way. He's a sophomore. He's a 4-star kid. He grew up in Jacksonville. He's a sophomore now. Apparently, he had 24 offers, but he chose Alabama, and he chose Alabama the same year Tua chose Alabama. So he knew Tua was going to Alabama, and he still chose Alabama.
You know who the third string guy is?
It's Tua's brother.
Tua's little brother.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It just
Mac Jones is his name.
Mac Jones doesn't inspire anyone, but old Mac, little Mac, was warming up.
Yeah, but before you write off Alabama due to an
injury,
remember, they're Alabama.
And remember Ohio State, who won a national title and beat you with their third-string quarterback. But they were warming up Mac Jones. There was, you know, 2 minutes left, couple minutes left, and Saban was like, well, we want to get some live work in the 2-minute drill, and that was going to be the end of Tua's day. Winner, you know, score or not, that was it. They were going to pull him, and it was going to be Mac in the second half. And it was a fluke injury. It wasn't like a particularly bad hit. It just one of those things. And anyone killing him, you don't pull people in the first half. I've been part of ass kickings both directions, right? Where we're beating someone by 40 and certainly losing by 40. I've never seen someone pulled in the first half. And if I have, I can't remember it. You don't. And Saban said it afterwards. He's like, look, you don't play to think anyone's going to get hurt. It just doesn't work. Yeah, you're going to pull them in the second half, but I mean, you're trying to get working. You're trying to keep everyone sharp. It's just this idea that somehow he should have been like, there's 2 minutes left. Wait, what if Tua ends up breaking his hip?
Right.
I mean, that's absolutely absurd.
It's also Bush League, I think, to question whether or not he should have played at all.
Yes.
Because some people are doing that, too.
By the way,
but he played the week before.
Yes, and he played really well in the second half against LSU.
And they need to look good for the College Football Playoff Committee.
They lit
up.
So
it's crunch time. They're playing him.
And they lit him up in the first half. They had, 35 points? Tua looked fantastic. And the injury that he had nothing to do with an ankle. Again, it was a fluke thing where he landed awkwardly on his hip. And he ended up with a hip fracture. By the way, they are saying that this is not the injury that everyone was terrified of. The Bo Jackson and the blood loss and all that. They are saying that this was probably best case scenario when they went in there and operated, and they expect a full recovery. And so, you know, at least from that standpoint, this does not appear to be a career threatener or something that should keep him, out of the NFL draft.
Well, the doctor said that the Bo Jackson fears much, much different, because Bo apparently didn't think his hip injury was all that bad, and he kept playing.
Yes.
And the doctor said that he did irreparable damage by doing that, whereas Tua, they made the decision to go under the knife right away, and they say he's going to be fully recovered.
Yeah, I guess the fear in this is, I was reading about it and then listening to a bunch of people that are pretty smart that have done a bunch of these surgeries. I was listening to the one guy. He was on ESPN, and he's the Chargers team physician, and I guess this is kind of his specialty. And
hip surgery.
Yeah, he does. He's kind of a hip guy.
The hip guy.
I guess if you've got a hip problem, he's one of the few guys.
Got to have a hip guy.
Got to have a hip guy. And he was saying that the issue here is that because the hip joint, it's basically blood one way in, one way out, that you can have complications with. And that's what happened with the Bo Jackson thing. By not having surgery right away, the bone died. And at that point, that's when you have to do the total replacement. And so they're saying that as long as the blood supply is fine, that this really isn't that bad an injury, but because of where it's at, and if you wait, and if there's other damage to it, or if the fracture is particularly bad, then you can get into a lot of complications because of the blood flow. And so he said, this is a serious injury, but he said, you probably won't know until you go in and you actually operate how bad it is. And take it for what it's worth, but they did say today after the surgery that this was probably about as good as you could hope for with a fracture in your hip and a dislocated hip. So they think that he is going to be okay, and this is not a career ender. But this idea that somehow he shouldn't have been in the game, and football is a 100% injury sport.
Are you going to go football's football?
Football's football. There is no such thing as a football player that does not get hurt.
Football's football.
If you play long enough, the injury rate is 100%. Everyone gets hurt. It's just a matter of when, how often, and how bad.
So football's football.
You cannot operate as a player, as a coach, under the guise of, well, I don't want him in the game because he could get hurt. Now, if you're playing on something that you can make it worse, sure. Right? You're out there playing with like a something that could end up leading to something else, or you're playing on an unstable knee that is bad and could end up tearing all the way. One thing. But this idea that you're trying to protect someone, well, welcome to the game of football. We all get hurt.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, hey, everybody's one play away from Joe Theismann.
Absolutely.
And it's true. It could happen at any point. Mm-hmm. All right, so will Alabama miss the college football playoff? What does this do to Alabama's chances? That certainly matters to Oregon. We'll get to that next. 3:45 on the Fan. Tua is out for the rest of the season for Alabama. Now, the question is, what does this do to their college football playoff chances? I would just like to state that maybe we should watch them play before deciding.
Exactly. Wait and see what happens. I think that Auburn game.
Can they beat Auburn without him? Of course they can.
Well, and if they can beat Auburn handily. I mean, I think that's... Yeah. Because you look at Auburn right now, and I think they've got only – because this is the last week, the second to the last week in the SEC, so everyone plays ham and eggers, right?
They're playing Western Carolina this week, Alabama is.
Oh, and who's – so Auburn's playing Barry Horowitz University, whatever, right? They're playing some road apple.
Does he have his own university?
I would assume so. You know, teaches you how to be a ham and egger. And then they'll play. But if Auburn gets handled
– they play Samford.
They'll be, 8-4?
Yeah.
And no offense, but if Alabama beats Auburn handily with their backup quarterback, and all of a sudden you're dealing with an 8-4 Auburn team that would be, sixth in the SEC, give or take? Six, seven, somewhere in there, depending on how everything shakes out.
Mm.
It's going to be, I understand the argument of Oregon or Utah saying, hey, right, especially Oregon, if they went out, hey, we were undefeated in the conference, we're conference champions, we only have one loss. But it is going to speak volumes that you lost to the sixth best team or seventh best team in the SEC that's a four-loss team, and Auburn and Alabama with their backup quarterback, and I think it's at Jordan-Hare, if I'm not mistaken.
It's at Auburn.
Yeah, that's Jordan-Hare. So if they go in there and win, look, that's going to be a huge statement.
Yep.
But I also think that the committee, if it's, it's kind of an ugly, it's an ugly win, I do think the committee will look at this And if they don't look the same with Mac Jones, I think that will play a role. I absolutely think the committee will look at the way they play over the next 2 weeks and say, okay, this was Alabama with Tua, and this is Alabama without him, and it plays a role.
I don't know what you thought before Tua went down, but I thought even before Tua went down, I just didn't feel like as good as they are. Let me say it this way. I think Alabama every year at their current state is probably one of the top four teams in the country, no matter what happens.
Probably.
Right? Like they could have three losses right now, and I'm not saying they would be deserving or they should be in the tournament, but you could still probably make the case based on their talent that they're one of the top four teams.
With their coach, with the talent they have, yes.
So every year, they're like LeBron for MVP. Mm-hmm. Like every year you can make a case for LeBron for MVP. You can make a case for Alabama for the tournament. But I felt like watching them before Tua went down, they just didn't have that playoff look. You know, defense wasn't as good. Tua was good, not great. They just didn't look the same.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you thought that about Alabama before Tua went down, but it kind of feels like, and it's always been kind of this way this year, something weird about Alabama this
year. I think, it's the same thing with LSU in that when you watch them, because I've seen Alabama play a handful of times. I've seen LSU play a handful of times. First year, by the way, I think I've watched more LSU than I have Alabama. because LSU actually played meaningful games and Bama did not. But the weird thing is, it's the defenses. When you have come to expect a certain level of excellence from the defensive side of the football and you don't get it, it is odd.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that with both squads. I think both defenses are good, but I don't think either defense is great, but both offenses are absolutely dynamic. And you watch Alabama play from an offensive standpoint, they're fantastic. Now we'll see what happens now with no two and
you're
throwing Mac.
Did you watch the Tennessee game though?
I did see Tennessee.
They weren't great in that game. And I don't know. There's something about them that even offensively, it just doesn't feel like.
See, and I don't think that way offensively. I think their receiving core is ridiculous. Maybe they don't have
talent wise. Yes,
they don't necessarily maybe have the back. Najee Harris is good, but I don't think they have a Heisman Trophy type back. But the offensive line is good. Quarterback play is excellent. See, I don't think that offensively, but I do think it defensively. Yes, that this is not the best version of Alabama that we've seen, which is why I said that if you put in Oregon or Utah, whoever ends up winning the Pac-12, I have zero argument against that happening. Now, if you told me, it all changes now because no Tua, but if you would have said Alabama on a neutral field, Oregon, Utah, it would take me half a second to say Alabama beats both of those squads. But I don't necessarily think that Alabama, the way they've played with their schedule, is necessarily deserving of,
crack. That goes back into the, Alabama would probably beat Oregon, may even beat Oregon with Mac Jones. That's not the point. The point is Oregon is, or could be, a conference champion.
Yes.
And Alabama would not be. That matters. I don't know. Let's just wait and see what Alabama does. My only point here with Alabama is, before you write them off and say they're probably not going to the tournament now, well, let's just watch them.
Mm-hmm.
They get one tune-up game, and then they go into Auburn.
And Alabama,
and I don't think much changes. If they go into Auburn and kick Auburn's ass, I'm not sure much changes.
No, and Alabama knows that this game against Auburn will be your final statement. Oregon and Utah both get one more performance on the national stage to say, hey, look at us. But with every Auburn loss, that Oregon loss looks worse and worse.
Yep.
And if Alabama with a backup quarterback houses Auburn at their place, it will be a damning piece of testimony in the
college football playoff court.
It will.
If Tua's career is over, he does set the record for career passing efficiency in college football history. He was more efficient than Kyler Murray, which is
pretty good.
Saying something. And his touchdown percentage is number one in college football history. He has 12.7% touchdown percentage, which shatters Sam Bradford's record. He was the previous record holder at 9.9%. So, Tua, I mean, you could argue that he's the best quarterback in Alabama history.
Yeah.
You know, and they've had some good ones there. Yeah.
But the way the offense has evolved with him, well, I guess it evolved technically with why can't I think of the Oklahoma quarterback's name?
Jalen Hurts.
Right. That's Jalen Hurts and that modernized Alabama football. And then obviously Tua took it to the next level. And this is what we're going to see going forward. But
well, it's a big injury.
Well, it is. And
feel bad for the kid.
Well, you feel bad for him, too. Even if his hip ends up being fine, it's going to affect his draft stock. You have to look at it because he's been a little fragile. He's been beat up. Now, people saying that it's going to kill him in the draft. No, maybe he doesn't go number one overall. Maybe he goes number six.
Injury prone?
Yeah, there'll be an injury prone thing. So if you go through the evaluation, let's just assume that the hip is healthy, right? And he's able to kind of go through and be ready to do the draft process and throw and all that. We'll see what the timetable is on this. I don't think this makes a difference in Tua being a first round quarterback or being viewed as a franchise quarterback. I think what makes it is, if you're sitting there and you're debating and you're like, okay, I've got Fromm, I've got Eason, I've got Justin Herbert, I've got Tua, I've got Burrow, and I'm lining these all up, and I'm like, boy, I've got Herbert and Tua, right, just right there next to each other. That may make the difference between someone taking Tua or taking Herbert, but let's not act like Tua is going to fall into the third or fourth round here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.